Hey, Terry Barber here in Atlanta, Georgia. And over the last few years, I have had this wonderful experience in this journey that I've been on as far as becoming a thought leader that I'd love to share with you and just talk to you about. Probably 10 years ago, as I think about it now, I actually wrote a book, published, and got out in the market. It did extremely well. Put a lot of great press and PR around it, actually quite a bit of personal investment into it, had lots of social following, even had a strong presence with a major media partner in as far as print and television goes. It was really good. And you would probably look at my portfolio of exposure and you would say, wow, that guy is just wildly successful. And the truth is, I was by perception, but the hard reality was I wasn't making the turn into financial gain. So it really did put me in a place of pain where I eventually called, who has now become my really good friend, Vicky, and have an opportunity to share more about that with you today. But it was at that point of pain where I called Vicky and said, you know, I'm tired of just being famous. I really want to be rich. So you've got to help me figure out what's missing here. When Vicky and I first began to talk, I opened up. I was very transparent, had nothing to hide, and everything, quite frankly, to gain at this point. And I really shared with how much investment I had into building this platform I was speaking from and trying to build. I actually really brought out the fact that I'd even paid prior to Vicky. I'd paid professional services for consulting in and around thought leadership. And all together, even that still did not work. And as we started unpacking my messaging and she started asking really penetrating questions about the ability to connect with the audience and what they were saying, they walked away from being exposed to my message. Then the hard reality hit, and I'll never forget these two phrases. But the first one from Vicky was, I really do feel your pain. And the truth is, I could feel her crying for me. And because of how much disappointment I'd gone through, and despite how much hard work and money I'd gone through. And then the second piece was, you know, have you ever thought about making a little bit of a pivot and using your core message as a way to connect to drive business outcomes rather than what I was attempting to do, which was much more about causing people to feel something versus do something. And that became a moment of insight and an opportunity to really begin to build. Part of the challenge that Vicky issued to me that I really took to heart was how to create a platform that was going to be sustaining, that went way beyond just presentation, that there would actually be an opportunity to build something that would generate and create passive income, extend my brand, and not to mention a product line. So through this discussion, I have to tell you, it led into a wonderful journey that now whereby I've launched a whole new business that we refer to as GetJubi.com. And GetJubi is a learning delivery platform that actually takes content, any content, and converts it into a gamified experience for the end user and drives behavior change that can be validated. So even though I did not get to achieve everything I had hoped to achieve from a speaking point of view, being able to go through this process with Vicky gave me an opportunity to actually see reality and to turn in such a way that I could develop something that was really much more right in line with my core message, with who I am, and what I really wanted to achieve.